As you might have noticed, I talk about a lot of weird stuff, so imagine researching all that. As I end up on all sorts of websites, I use incognito mode. But did you know incognito mode isn't enough to hide your browsing history? All your online activity is still 100% visible to a ton of third parties, unless you use ExpressVPN. Without it, your internet provider, mobile network, and admin of your Wi-Fi, like your boss or parents, can still see every website you visit. To avoid that, ExpressVPN reroutes 100% of your traffic through secure and encrypted servers. ExpressVPN is the best VPN, rated number one by top reviewers like The Verge. It's really easy to use and works on all devices. We can't take our online privacy and safety for granted, and I feel very unprotected without my ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/beamazed. That's expressvpn.com/beamazed, and you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/beamazed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Giving birth to a child is not an easy feat. Just ask my mom. But humans have things pretty easy compared to the utterly bizarre birthing practices of certain creatures on our planet. From snails with very unfortunate anatomies to rodents born covered in sharp spines, here are some of the most incredible and crazy ways animals give birth.
You're listening to
Be Amazed. New Zealand's kiwi bird is not like most other birds. It's completely flightless, it burrows underground, and takes almost 30 days to produce an egg. But not just any egg. The kiwi is known to lay the biggest egg in proportion to its body of any bird on Earth. These things don't mess around. A single egg can take up as much as 25% of the mother's body mass. That would be like an average human mother giving birth to a 4-year-old toddler. The kiwi mother's organs become so compressed during this time that she's often unable to feed in the final few days of her pregnancy. But once laid, the kiwi chick has a competitive edge in this scary new world because it's already well developed. Once the chick hatches, it's almost fully formed. Scientists theorize that the chick develops in this way so that it has the ability to run and evade predators soon after birth. Though I can't imagine running from a predator would be a very nice way to enter the world. Still, to be born a flightless bird, I guess you have to hit the ground running. It's not just size that can make birth difficult for animals. Take the porcupine, for example. These giant rodents are famous for the sharp quills that cover their bodies, and for good reason. With each spike containing up to 800 tiny barbs along the tip, they're incredibly painful and hard to remove. But while they're effective at keeping predators away, you'd expect those barbed spikes to pose a horrendously painful problem for expectant mothers. So, how does a female porcupine give birth without getting severely spiked by the baby on its way out? Well, while baby porcupines, known as porcupettes, are indeed born fully quilled, their quills are more like fur than spikes at first. However, these quills begin to harden once they're exposed to air. This means complications at birth where the porcupette is born facing the wrong way can leave partially hardened quills embedded in the birth canal. And you thought your mom had it tough. Yikes. It's not just painful exits and extra wide offspring that make animal births so bizarre. Giraffe mothers also have the height of their calves to worry about. This famously long-necked species can grow to around 20 feet tall, and they usually give birth standing up. After gestating the calf for around 15 months, allowing it to grow to around 220 pounds, the calf is gently pushed out through the mother's birth canal, head and front legs first. Now, this pregnant mother's body stands at about 6 feet off the ground, meaning that when the calf is pushed out, it falls to the floor. Usually, dropping a newborn on its head has serious repercussions, but for giraffes, it's actually all part of the process that snaps the umbilical cord. It also actually works out safer for the calf because if the mother lays down during delivery, it increases the chances of her accidentally squashing or injuring the calf. So it would seem giraffes exchange their added height for a few brain cells lost on impact at birth in this unusual evolutionary trade-off. Now, when you think of something laying an egg, you're probably picturing a chicken or another bird, but it's not just birds that lay eggs. That amazing feature is also shared by many reptiles. While flesh-hungry reptiles like the African dwarf crocodile may look vicious, they are surprisingly gentle when it comes to their young. They build mound nests at the side of bodies of water where they lay their clutch of about 10 eggs. This is to keep them hidden from predators and protected from a rising and falling waterline. After 3 months, with the mother keeping close guard, the hatchling crocodiles begin to break out of their shells. But here's the crazy part. The mother will then transfer her hatchlings to the water using only her mouth. She even helps remove the shells of trapped infants with her teeth. For an animal that can effortlessly tear chunks off its prey with a bite force of up to 3,500 pounds per square inch, the process must require incredible control. One wrong move or accidental reflex, and those little hatchlings could easily end up becoming their mother's lunch. That's not the kind of family meal most mothers have in mind. Every year on Christmas Island, millions of red crabs migrate to the shores to produce one of the most astounding mass birthing spectacles on the planet. It basically looks like a gigantic moving red carpet. While the sight of all those crabs is mind-blowing on its own, the spawning of the eggs is somehow even crazier. After mating, female crabs will produce around 100,000 eggs in their brood pouches and wait along the island's coastline for around 2 weeks while they develop. When the time's right, the female crabs will then perch in the water and shake loose the thousands of eggs into the sea. As soon as the eggs hit the water, the larvae inside begin to hatch, and the moment they're floating free, this is where the mother's involvement ends. It may seem a little haphazard to leave your offspring completely unguarded in the sea, but this is part of the age-old survival of the fittest reproduction technique. Even though countless larvae are lost to ocean currents or devoured by fish, those that survive and develop over the following month make their way back to the island. On good years, when millions of these tiny 5-millimeter-wide youngins return, they storm the island's beaches en masse, crawling along like the world's weirdest living carpet. It's a slightly unnerving but mostly hypnotic phenomenon to watch. You might even call it crabtivating. The kangaroos of Australia are pretty famous for their unusual practices when it comes to raising babies, but it gets much weirder than just a cute fur ball in a pouch. At merely around 33 days into gestation, the jelly bean-sized kangaroo Joey emerges from one of the mother's two uteri. It's incredibly underdeveloped. It has no rear limbs and can't see or hear. Yet this creature's incredible instincts drive it to climb up the mother's fur towards a pouch on her stomach. While it may just look like a skin pocket, the pouch actually serves as a complete nursery. Once the joey is safely inside, it attaches to its mother's teat and develops there for 6 months before bouncing out for the first time. These magnificent marsupial mothers can actually care for up to 3 joeys, each at different stages of life, all at the same time if necessary. They can hold one in the pouch, one in the uterus, and a more developed joey on the ground. The mother's body is even clever enough to prevent a new fertilized egg from being developed until the joey in her pouch is hopped away. But hypothetically, if the mother ended up with a lazy joey that refused to hop out, would that make him a pouch potato?
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's more than one animal in the land down under that gives birth in an unusual way, but this one's taking the crown as the cutest. Sugar glider, a marsupial that has thin stretches of skin under its arms that allow it to glide from tree to tree in the wild. But the weirdest thing about it has to be the way it gives birth. At around 16 days into gestation, the tiny pink creature emerges, measuring around 0.2 inches long. Similar to the kangaroo, the sugar glider Joey is born incredibly underdeveloped, with its eyes and ears still fused shut. Using those strong marsupial instincts, it migrates towards the mother's pouch, which thankfully only takes about 5 minutes. To help its progress, the mother will lick a path from her cloaca to the pouch, allowing the Joey to more easily cling to her fur. Once inside the pouch, the Joey will mature there for a further 70 days. That nifty secure pouch allows the mother to glide and forage for food, all while suckling and caring for her baby. When a sugar glider Joey feels ready for some independence, all it needs to do is spread its own wings and fly. Next up, the African land snail may be one of the slowest creatures around, but surprisingly, it's also one of the fastest reproducing species in the world. These giant gastropods are hermaphrodites, meaning each snail has both male and female reproductive organs, so technically all of them are capable of laying eggs. Around 2 to 3 weeks after mating, the pregnant snail will lay eggs out of its body's genital pore. This is a small tube connected to its reproductive system, unnervingly close to the snail's face. You heard that right. Its mouth, eyes, and reproduction chute are so close together, technically this thing can watch itself laying those eggs. But that's not all. In just one batch, these colossal mollusks can lay up to 500 eggs. The frisky devils reproduce every 2 to 3 months, and with 500 eggs a pop, it's surprising the giant snail army haven't tried to take over the world yet. I'm not worried, though. I, for one, welcome our slimy overlords. Despite having some of the strangest faces in the animal kingdom, the most unnerving thing about the common goat is the way it gives birth. On average, baby goats, known as kids, gestate in the womb for around 5 months before making their grand entrance into the world. As the mother goat enters labor, a kind of bubble is usually pushed out ahead of the kid. This disturbing bubble is called the amniotic membrane, filled with amniotic fluid. While it may look like something plucked straight out of a horror film, this bubble surrounds the kid as it develops, acting as a nutrient-exchanging cushion while it's in the womb. Eventually, the kid, still in its amniotic sac, is delivered. Naturally, the mother then begins to clean the kid, licking and eating the sac. You might be thinking, is now really the time for a snack bomb? But it's actually a vital process to ensure the baby isn't constricted and can breathe. Even though the final result is a happy mother and kid, the phrase bubble butt has been ruined forever. Pythons make up some of the world's largest species of constricting snakes, but that doesn't mean they don't have a soft side. Unlike their cousins, the boas, which give birth to live young, pythons lay eggs. The numbers differ from python to python, but larger pythons are able to produce up to 100 eggs in a single clutch. But while most species of egg-laying snakes will abandon their eggs, pythons are known to coil around their egg clutch to protect them in a process known as brooding. If temperatures get too cold, the mothers of certain types of pythons will contract their muscles and shiver to keep the eggs warm. The mother's body generates heat for her eggs through this type of movement, but to the untrained eye, it almost looks like she's hiccuping. After around 60 days under mother's watchful eye, the eggs begin to hatch. But it's no fairy tale. Once they're free of their shells, the baby snakes called snakelets are on their own. It seems that mothering instinct quickly becomes history. And lastly, the gentle giants of nature. Making a baby elephant takes time and patience, as it has the single longest gestation period of any mammal on the planet. Taking roughly 21 months to produce what is normally a single offspring, an African elephant calf enters the world, usually weighing in at around a staggering 200 pounds. That's almost 30 times the weight of a human baby. But elephant births aren't just bigger. They can get a lot weirder, too. During a pregnant elephant's labor, an amniotic sac may be pushed out first, giving it a balloon-like appearance. This disturbing bubble is similar to that of the goat birth, only on a much larger scale. Once the huge calf has been delivered, the mother blows and rubs the sac off the newborn, encouraging it to breathe and move. But that's not all. If the mother is part of a supportive herd, the other elephants may gather around her and the calf in an amazing display of unity, protection, and curiosity. You need a mammoth pair of kahunas to try and mess with that mother and her pals. So, did any of these births make your skin crawl? Or did any of them just straight up blow your mind? I tell you what, I've never been more glad that my species reproduces from airborne spores and mold that grows under the refrigerator. Ha ha ha! Thanks for listening.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.